We now welcome in Angela Hibb joining us on behalf of Community Connections and the mentoring program locally. Angela, good to see you back in the studio.
Nice to be here.
I appreciate the time as always. When we talk about Community Connections, for folks that are unaware, give us the Reader's Digest of it, please.
Community Connections is a local social change or social impact agency. We're here to try to make a difference in our community and to connect people. And one of my focuses is on getting kids mentors.
Yeah, big emphasis on the youth, obviously. And when we talk about the mentoring program, for folks that haven't heard about it before, tell us about what it is here in the city of North Platte and our surrounding communities.
Sure. So we are a community-based mentoring program that works with kids kindergarten through, our focus is kindergarten through eighth grade, and we try to get those kids a mentor and somebody that will follow them clear through high school, but somebody who will, you know, just get to know them and get to know who they are and support them in the ways that each child needs. Every child needs a cheerleader, and sometimes we need one that's not a member of our family.
Yeah. So. A lot of these individuals, I think when you think about being a mentor, you think about kids that maybe come from troubled homes.
Right.
And that certainly can be the case, but these can also be families that are the picture-perfect families you'd see depicted on TV many, many moons ago. They just need somebody different to talk to, and it makes a big difference to a member of the community that cares and says, we're not related, we don't know each other, but I care.
Right, and I'm not being paid.
Yeah.
I just want to show up and care about what's going on in the lives of kids in our community.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So how many mentors are we currently, or mentees are we currently looking to pair with mentors?
I have about 10 kids right now
on
waiting.
The waiting list.
Yeah, and some of them have been waiting a little while. You know, they're such great kids. Every time I sit down and I meet a new kid and I get to know them one-on-one, and I just think, well, this kid would be fun to hang out with. And I want to take all of them on for myself, but I can't do that. And, you know, there's so many great people in North Platte that aren't mentoring that I know would be a good fit for these kids. Mm-hmm. And it's just finding them and matching them up. That
what kind of individuals are we looking for to be mentors, Angela?
I would say people who will listen and will take the time to just get to know that child. We're not there fixing anybody. We're not there to point out everything they do wrong. We're there to give them some guidance. Kids get to make mistakes, and we all get to make mistakes. And sometimes you just need somebody to help you know what to do after you've made one. Like,
yes.
how do I come back from this? And what do I need to do next? Or how do I do better at making friends.
And often especially when you're young, when you make a mistake, you feel like it's the end of the world.
Oh, absolutely.
And to have an adult say, no, it's okay. You know, it might be a bad thing, might be a bad situation, might be a bad mistake, but it can be a learning experience.
Exactly. And I think that's exactly where it comes in even better from a mentor than a parent. Because
absolutely.
My kids would say to me, well, you have to say that. You're my mom.
Sure.
But
sure.
If a mentor says it, kids really perk up and they listen. So
sometimes when it comes from the parents or the guardians or the grandparents or the siblings, it goes in one ear and out the other. But when it comes from a mentor, it does maybe have a bit of a different effect.
Right. And sometimes it's like them going, oh, my mom was right, or my dad was right, right?
And this is an example, too, of how it takes a village. And we have a great village here. We just need a few more people to step up and be village leaders, if you will. And I think when it comes to being a mentor, folks have the misconception that, oh, I'm not capable of that. I'm not cut out for that. Or you have to be like a psychiatrist or a counselor in order to be a mentor. That's not the case. You just have to be able to have the passion, the time, and the care.
Yeah. And it's really not as much time as people think. I always say incorporate it into things you're already doing. Say, hey, I'm going to go walk the dog. Do you want to come along with me? Or I'm going to, you know, go to the grocery store. Do you want to tag along? Let's go get a Coke together. It's simple interactions that kids are craving.
And is it monthly too? The Community Connections provides time together for the mentees and mentors?
We provide at least two group activities a month that you can attend. They're not required, but they're there to just assist mentoring pairs and having some unique things to be able to go do together at no cost. And lately, we've been doing even more. So
awesome.
We've been partnering with Hope Esperanza, which is a new local group in town that is focused on the Hispanic population in our area.
Cool.
And so we've been having a lot of fun with them. We've been doing some activities where we're inviting kids who maybe don't have a mentor or who haven't even applied for it, but might be kind of curious.
Sure. Gives about, them an opportunity to get their feet wet, kick the tires.
Come see what it looks like. Come see what I think that sometimes even kids get hesitant about it, but when they see another child hanging out with their mentor, they go, well, I want that too. So,
and we have so many great opportunities here within the city and the county for folks to enjoy time with their mentees, little to no cost. I think about how cost efficient it is to get some of the concessions at Cody Park, or to even just walk around the park and do errands with your mentee as well. But we're so blessed with a variety of options here. And folks need some sounding board, some expertise in terms of, well, what do you think about this and that? You're more than happy to help out however you can.
Oh, that's what I'm there for, is to help give some guidance for that. And to, you know, if somebody comes and says, hey, my mentee wants to do this, then I'm there to help try to facilitate that to make it happen for them. So, and I'm also there, you know, just to give some support to the mentors and just help them, you know, navigate things if they're feeling they've hit a situation they don't know how to handle. That, you know, they're not there to be experts. They're there to just show up and say, ooh, I noticed this. And then that's when I can step in and say, let's go find the right supports for this child.
Absolutely. Now, Angela, folks want to sign up to become a mentor or perhaps maybe just learn more about the mentor program. How can they do so?
Well, they can give me a call at 696-0975 or find me on Facebook, message me there, Community Connections Mentoring. They can come down to, we're at Nebraska Land Bank downtown. Come down to our offices. Just show up.
Yeah, the coffee's pretty much always on, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Angela, anything else you'd like to add today?
Just, you know, this is a great time. Summer is a great time to sign up
Absolutely.
To be a mentor. There's so much to be able to go do, and we have some great activities coming up. Fishing and kayaking, archery. We've got tickets to go to the Plainsman Games.
Oh, cool.
So we got some really cool art stuff coming up, too. We've got some artists coming in from out of town.
Wow.
To do an art project, so maybe we'll come back and talk more about that before that.
Yes, absolutely. So. That's awesome. Well, as always, it's good to see you in the studio. Appreciate the time and the great work you do for our community and the youth throughout our community, most importantly.
Thank you so much.